The fourth aliyah of Parsha Shmos is the story of the burning bush and tells us about Moshe's career as a shepherd. So often the leaders of the Jewish people get their training in caring for others as a shepherd, and this is the case with Moshe as well. And the pasuk tells us, "Moshe hayaroa es tzon Yisrael chosno kohen midjan, v'yinhag es hatzon achar hamidbar, v'yavo el har ha'elohim choreva." He goes towards Chorev. Rav Shlomo Shnofal Hirsch comments that because this is the beginning of the process of redemption, so it happens here to show that the purpose of the redemption is to receive the Torah. That will happen there. And as he comes there, Vayira Malach Adonai Elov Balabazesh Mitoch Hasne Vayar Vine Hasne Boer Baesh Vahasne Einenu Ukal. So he sees that there is a fire in the middle of this thorn bush, and as Rav Hirsch comments, the imagery of the fire is not that the Jews will survive the exile, because the fire is from the inside, not a force coming from the outside. So the imagery is rather that the Torah has the power, and the function of the Torah seeks to penetrate and to refine and to warm and to revive, and that God's appearance from within this bush makes the announcement that even the humblest place is not too lowly to become the home for the Shechina, for the Divine Presence. That's in keeping with what the Medrash says in the Shmos Rabbah, "Ein makom pani below Shechina." There isn't any place that is empty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, even this bush. And Ibn Ezra quotes from Rav Sajagon that the pasuk "Ritzon Shoch Nisna" is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose glory lives in the bush. And he asks on that, how could that be? Because he only was there for this short period of time. And Simchas Zissel Broyd of Chevron and the Sefer Slom Derech comments that this is symbolic of the idea that God inhabits even the lowliest places, and therefore represents that idea in general. So Moshe says, "Asura na ve'areh," I will turn and I will see. This is all about him paying attention. This is a big part of how his special qualities are revealed, the fact that he's able to notice the nature of the fire being in the bush, and the fact that the bush is not consumed is only something that somebody would pick up on if they pay attention for more than a minute and see that that's going on. And that's the special attribute of Moshe, that he's able to recognize this, that he pays attention. And the Slom Derech also comments the fact that this is also representative of godlessness, that he in general wants to do more and wants to keep going and to add to what he sees. And that's also something that comes out from the next pasuk, because in pasuk Dalet, so we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to him. It says, "V'yomer Moshe, Moshe." And Schechter often comments, based on the Medrash, that we see often that individuals in Tanakh, Avram and Yaakov and Shmuel, are addressed with this repetition of their name, but there's usually a psik in the middle. And the psik is meant to represent that there's somewhat of a distance between the individual and the potential that they could realize, that they haven't yet fully actualized. And in the case of Moshe, there's no distance, and he was the full actualization of his potential. And the pasuk continues that Moshe is told, "Al tikrov halom, Shal na'alecha mi'al raglecha." Don't come closer, but take your shoes off. And the Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Kuv Beis Amud Aleph has an interesting comment here, that apparently Bikesh Moshe Malchus. So how do you see that he was looking to become a king here? The Meshech Chachma has a comment that we know there's a halacha, the Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela Malchus Beis David Bilvad, that only kings from the house of David were able to sit in the Azara, and we could assume that this snaf from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking had Kedusha like the Azara, so therefore it wouldn't be appropriate for anyone who's not a king to sit. And the Gemara also tells us that a Zakein is defined as somebody who has to sit down to take off his shoes, and Moshe Rabbeinu is already 80, so presumably he had to sit down to take off his shoes, so apparently he was ready to sit down over there. That indicated that he was looking to see himself as a melech. So what does that mean? Especially if we see that he was not granted that, but he was made the leader of the Jewish people. So the Torah Tamima comments that this means that he didn't receive the request in the sense that it wasn't passed on to his children. And the notion of having to take off your shoes, Rav Shlomo Shnofal Hirsch comments about that, that in order to draw from a place, one has to be totally connected to that place with no interruption, just like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he had to be standing on it without any shoes, without anything blocking him. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Beis Mid Beis writes that this is also the halacha in the Beis HaMikdash, that we're not supposed to have any shoes. The Kohen is not supposed to have any shoes. But in Shul, it's okay. In fact, in Shul, we hold nowadays that one has to have shoes. So here is the Torah Tumimah comments that that's because that's become the minig, that this is evolved to reflect the proper dignity of a place of worship. So we need to have shoes in our shuls. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't have shoes because there is a need to connect directly to the holiness of the place. In Pasuk Zion, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ra'o ra'isi es ani ami asher b'mitzrayim. I have seen, with this double language, and the Maskil Shlomo, the Mashkiach with Shlomo Karbach, discusses the double language here, which is to convey, I have seen them in their good state, and I have seen them in their bad state. And it's to represent that it's not like you, Moshe, who has, at this moment, a limited ability to see the Jewish people in their totality. I can see them in their complete sense. And I redeem them because they are my people in their totality. And the fire that doesn't consume the bush represents that the bad doesn't have to overtake the good. And this is the opposite of the Baal Lashon Hara, who is not able to see the entire picture and lets the bad get in the way of the good. This is why Moshe had run away from Mitzrayim when he said that Achein Oda HaDavar, that people are speaking badly about me. They are Baalei Lashon Hara. They're not worthy of being redeemed. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conveying to him the opposite effect, that he is able to see the Jews in their totality, and this is the mita he has to have as well, which is the opposite of the Baal Lashon Hara. God gives Moshe this mission to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe is doubly unsure about it. The pasuk says, "Pasuk Ket Aleph, Vayomer Moshe El HaElohim, Mi Anochi Ki Elech El Paro, V'chi Otzi Es Bnei Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim." And Rashi tells us he's asking about both: that who am I that I should be able to take them out of Mitzrayim, and who are they that they should be worthy of being redeemed in such a miraculous fashion? The next pasuk contains the answer to both questions. The pasuk reads, "Vayomer ki ehi mach v'zelcha haos ki anochi shalachticha b'hotziacha es ha'amim Mitzrayim ta'abdun es ha'elohim al ahar hazeh." That question of how will we understand why Moshe is worthy? God says, "I will be with you." And what about the worthiness of the Jewish people? So here there is an interesting comment by Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman in his Sefer Shari Ora, where he draws upon the Hakdama of the Beis Halevi, the introduction of the Beis Halevi to his Tshuvos, where he talks about the nature of Hazmana. When something is prepared for a certain status, does it take on that status right away, or only once it's actually used for that status? And he explains that when we're talking about matters of Kedusha, of Gufa Kedusha, of inherent holiness, so then even simple hazmana, even designating it for that status, is enough to grant it that status already. So here we are identifying the fact that the Jews will come to serve God on this mountain. So this is a type of hazmana. So right now they are worthy of being redeemed, even though that has not yet actually happened. And this relationship of Behotzi Acha Es Ha'amim Mitzrayim Ta'avdun, one flows right into the other. You will take the Jews out and they will serve God. The Avnei Nezer is quoted in the Sefer of his son in the Shem Yishmuel, is commenting that when it comes to the four cups, we're not supposed to drink in between the third and the fourth cup. And that is so as not to imply that there is anything to divide between the two. And that's because the four cups represent V'hotzeisi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti. Therefore, those last two cups, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti, there can't be anything interrupting the two. One is dependent on the other. The redemption is so that we can be taken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his nation. And this idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eheke Asher Eheke, it's one of the names of God, I will be that which I shall be. Rav Shamshon Afal Hirsch comments that there's much that is conveyed here, including the idea that other things have to be what they have to be, they have no choice, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to choose what he is going to be, and he is always that. That is his essence, that he is consistent, and also that is a reflection of his eternal will.